The first song I ever learned was Cripple Creek. The advantage of learning Cripple Creek was that it could be played over and over and over and over and over and over into the night endlessly forever. We could play it fast, then we could play it slow. We could modulate from fast to slow. We could play it quiet. We could play it loud. We had lyrics we could sing. Going up to Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up to Cripple Creek, have some fun. Going up to Cripple Creek, to my knees. Away to Cripple Creek, run out, please. And when we came to the end of a verse, the banjo would take over, and I would play it extra loud. Believing the increased volume created excitement. Then, after hours of playing Cripple Creek, we would look at each other and decide it was time to end it, and we would blunder to a coda, stop, and take a break. Then it would be time to play again, and someone would suggest Cripple Creek. And the whole thing would start all over. To this day, I cannot stand to play Cripple Creek. I can barely write its title. I actually still like Cripple Creek, so here's a little bit of Cripple Creek. Bill Monroe tune I'd like to play for you. Bill Monroe wrote many mandolin tunes in his later years, many of which he would kind of ride on the bus going from one place to another, and then he would teach it to the band backstage and walk out on stage and play it, maybe never to have it heard again. In fact, I saw him do this one time at a festival in New Jersey, maybe 15 years ago, and this tune might have come out of that. A friend of mine produced a TV show in Denver, in the Denver area, all about Bill Monroe, a half-hour show. My friend went to Bill's farm down outside of Nashville. This is maybe in 86 or 87, and filmed him feeding his animals and kind of hanging around the house and doing some gigs. But my favorite part of it was there's a scene of Bill Monroe right before they took a commercial break, just sitting on in a chair on his front porch playing this tune, which he called Lloyd Lore. And Lloyd Lore was the maker of Bill's mandolin. And I'd never heard the tune before, and it's probably just one of those tunes that kind of composed on the spot almost. But it works nicely on the banjo, so here's Lloyd Lore.